I'm delighted to see so many young people in Sligo, Leitrim and Donegal and across the North West benefiting from this extension of child benefit. And it's a vital support for hardworking families. And the measure now, which has been successfully implemented by government, I think it's making a tangible difference in the pockets of families throughout the North West. And again, the extension of child benefit to 18-year-olds in full-time education or with disability, it's a long-time improvement that will support all the families. And I'm absolutely delighted that, as I said, nearly in Sligo 765 and in Leitrim 321, and there's over 1500 in the County Donegal. And again, for the very first time, 18-year-olds in Sligo will be able to avail anybody who's 18 and a full-time education or who has a disability up until the 19th birthday, and is paid at the rate of €140 per month. And again, 58,000 young people in full-time education or with a disability is in receipt of this benefit all over the country. And again, I'm just delighted to see that this measure has made a tangible difference to many, many families struggling throughout the country but want to carry on in education or has a disability.
As you mentioned there, Deputy, over 58,000 young people have benefited from this right across the country, and particularly in the Northwest as well. This is a really welcome development, and I suppose it shows the potential that this scheme has to help those seeking to get a full-time education, even for those that are struggling or that may have a disability.
Well, I think what we need to do is that ensure that no child or family in Sligo, Leitrim, Donegal or Northwest or across the country misses out on the support they need during critical education years, and we need to provide them with financial stability and a peace of mind as to pursue their studies and prepare for the future. And you know, this is what you can do when you have a robust economy, and you know, you look across all the industries, all the service sectors that are providing the taxes towards an economy, and governments take these taxes, but they have to distribute them as evenly and as fairly as possible, ensuring that that people who need that help and assistance get it. And again, that's, you know, the economy going, it makes choices not so more difficult but a lot easier. And again, when you look at all the ABVs and all the various hotels and all the various workers that are paying into this contribution scheme, that's what provides finance for the economy. And sometimes we can take that for granted, but certainly as somebody who employed 30 people before I got involved in politics, I certainly don't take it for granted.